Would you say a few words?
One, two, yes, three, four.
We are on. The question this week has to do with the role that the personality plays in the spiritual development of the seeker. If I quote to give us an idea about the best way for the seeker to look at the personality, to use it, to not use it, how to use it, what role does a personality play in the role of the spiritual seeker?
Does that get it, Carmen? Your question?
Okay. Saturday meditation, September 8th, 2007. Question this week has to do with the role that the personality plays in the spiritual development of the seeker. That quote gives an idea about the best way for the seeker to look at the personality, to use it, to not use it, how to use it. What role does the personality play in the role of the spiritual seeker?
Ready for the music?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hell, I love a rock in Santa Cruz. I hear him sing the blues. Listen to the wind. 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 Ah, 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 ah.
There's gonna come a time in your life when you think you've reached the end. And that may be the beginning.
Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are those of the principle known to you as Nkul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. May we thank you for the privilege of being called to your circle of seeking. You can have no idea what it means to us to be able to share our thoughts with you. This is the service that we have chosen at this particular time. And when we are able to speak through instruments such as this one, we feel that we are able to fulfill our service. Please accept our humble thoughts for opinion rather than fact, for they are our thoughts and our opinions, and we would not wish to be in the position of an authority over you. Consequently, we would greatly appreciate your using your powers of discrimination to sort out the thoughts that are helpful to you from those that are not. We thank you for this consideration as it allows us to rest easy, knowing that we are not infringing upon your free will. There is always that danger when a seemingly advanced entity speaks. One feels one ought to listen. We encourage you not to feel that you ought to do anything whatsoever, but follow your heart. your query this evening has to do with the use of the personality for the seeker who is doing spiritual work. Oftentimes, in your organized religions, there is the suggestion that the human being is entirely separate from that entity who may do good works or who may be acceptable to the one infinite creator. The things of this world, which include all of those facets of the personality which have to do with this world, are seen as full of sin and the territory which is in the rule of the devil or Satan or the negative forces. The spiritual is seen as something separate, something to be yearned for and to be sought through the middleman, whether it be the priest or the Holy Spirit or the Blessed Virgin Mary or Jesus the Christ, or whatever intermediary is taught within other forms of organized religion than this instrument has familiarity with. This is not our view of the use of the personality by the spiritual seeker. We realize that it is an unsolvable puzzle from the level of the personality to see through the personality. Certainly this instrument has been assailed with many doubts as to her worth, which seems paradoxical in that the cause of this was receiving many, many compliments at a recent homecoming gathering. The possibility that she could ever in a million years be such as was being described by some of those attending this homecoming caused her to feel deep doubts as to her true worth. We mention this because this is the way the personality works. It is full of quirks and quiddities, often illogical and even contradicting itself in its various facets. The personality shell, as we have called it many times, rather than using such pejorative terms as ego, is not a smooth, symmetrical, completely integrated thing. It is rather a collection of gifts, challenges, and predilections. Imagine yourself, my friends, before this incarnation began, you and your guidance gazed at the totality that is you, that perfect being that has come through so many waters, so many experiences, and has collected an overabundance of gifts, challenges, and predilections. And you looked at the suitcase that you were going to pack for this incarnation. You had to leave out most of the traits which are part of the totality of your beingness. You chose quite thoughtfully and conscientiously, attempting to provide yourself with just the right clothing with which to dress your essence. A good deal of subtle and thoughtful consideration was put into these choices. And so you packed carefully and with respect those assets and deficiencies and preferences that you felt would set you up to learn the lessons that you wished to learn in this incarnation, to meet the challenges that you wished would temper your spirit and transform you in this incarnation. You carefully selected your biases and arranged for relationships or perhaps more accurately the possibility of relationships throughout the incarnation, the parents, the teachers, the siblings, those who would be your children, your mates, and all of those friends that connect with you in ways too deep for words. In this, you were redundant so that you could never, ever become lost and be unable to find your way back to the proper track that you hoped to follow throughout this incarnation. Some of you packed sparingly. Some of you packed so many gifts and challenges in your bags that you had to sit on them to close them. Therefore, some of you are quiet, and some of you are full of energy and bursting at the seams. But all of these things were done with careful thoughtfulness. There was no mistake made in your packing. You did well. You have come to this incarnation with a personality shell, in which there is a loose association of all of these aspects that you packed beforehand and that you have taken out of your suitcase and placed around you, just as you placed your flesh around the essence of your light body as you took incarnation in flesh. And here you are, a seemingly unified, integrated individual, more or less in control of a busy and productive life. And yet that is not the experience from the inside of the personality shell. For the most part, it is quite normal, in fact, for entities to sense that they are not completely seamless in their personality, but rather have many shifting elements that can combine in different ways at different times to surprise the seeker at the eye of the hurricane of all of these facets of personality. So how shall the seeker deal with its own personality as it seeks to penetrate the surface of life and to go deep into the areas of mind which have real meaning and value, those areas of deep water that call the spirit forward? The one known as Carmen was saying earlier that perhaps it is necessary to put the personality at one side and to release the personality in order to do work in consciousness. And indeed, as we said before, this is the traditional model of organized religions, which sees things human as things sinful. Our opinion varies from this model markedly. Certainly, it is well to take the personality somewhat lightly. It is well to have a sense of humor as one gazes at the many quirks and impulses of the personality. One cannot defend the indefensible. One cannot say that every choice made is a good one when, quite obviously, there are many, many times when one looks back upon a choice and estimates it as being foolish. And yet, such moments of inner realization teach and instruct the seeker within, so that gradually, as life experiences are collected and spiritual maturity begins to develop in the entity, it becomes more difficult to be thrown off one's balance by the realization of one's folly and one's limitations in general. We would encourage entities who seek to know the one infinite creator to spend time developing an affectionate and tolerant relationship with the self. There is no use in dwelling in judgment upon the self, for every day is a new day. every time you perceive that your personality has led you astray, you have the opportunity to begin again. You do not have to carry the mistakes of your past on your shoulders. You do not need to carry old sorrow upon your shoulders. You do not need to retain guilt for those things which you have long ago expiated by your very suffering and remorse. It is well to travel lightly if you are a spiritual seeker, and to release the judgments of yesterday, that you may be entirely fresh this day. As you evolve, you will discover that there are things about your personality which have begun to become transparent to you. It is not that you lose the personal aspects of yourself at all, but rather that they no longer affect you in the same way. You can see those same impulses and preferences that have been in the past so very powerful. And you may notice that while you see these preferences, you do not have great catalyst in choosing whether or not to move with them in a certain circumstance. For your viewpoint is widened. You see through yourself. And this is a transparency that works both in the outer world and in the inner world. You see through your personality to the outer world, seeing more of the world than just those things that you care about personally. Your viewpoint widens. You are still the driver of your creation, but you are no longer necessarily the star player. You begin to sense into the endless mirroring of the world. You become less afraid to contact other people's suffering. And therefore, you become more able to rejoice with other people's joy. The transparency also works within yourself. As you honor, respect, and fully acknowledge the quirks of your personality, while becoming able to choose whether or not to indulge your personality at a certain point. It is indeed one of the reasons that you took incarnation. For as suffering, pain, loss, and limitation temper your spirit and make it ever more flexible and strong, you become more and more an instrument that is transparent to the distortions of the surface personality, allowing them to be decorations and embellishments which do not cover the essence within. this is not something that can be done on purpose. It is the result of a life lived thoughtfully and consciously, so that it is a great reward of the spiritual life that eventually you become able to choose to bring into the forefront of your awareness that selfhood of yours which does not partake of any masks, but rather rests in the mystery of the unconditional love of the Creator. You become an impersonal I. Yet this impersonal I does not take over the personality. It is not intended that the personality at any time during the incarnation be dropped. It is simply that it becomes that plastic, workable, transparent collection of facets that you brought with you. Indeed, the sum total of becoming aware of this impersonal center or core to the self is that you fall in love with your foolish human personality shell. You like yourself. You accept yourself just as you are. For it is this vehicle that has served you so well and offered you so many occasions for laughter and comradeship and love and affection. It is this very personality that has allowed you to open your arms and embrace others and accept the love of others. It is this very human, error-prone personality. That is one of your glories. It gives your light color and texture, making that light that you welcome through yourself from the Creator have just that certain delightful uniqueness that makes you so very special and so very necessary. To the Creator. Therefore, we would say that the proper use of the personality to a seeker is to respect and honor it while at the same time realizing its nature. Realizing that it is clothing which you have put on to meet the faces that you meet, all of whom are similarly clothed in these ways of looking at the world which are unique to each person. In thinking about your personality, if you wish to work upon your personality, it is always well to think in terms of balance. There is a tendency in those who wish to be truly devoted to the Infinite One to toss aside all things except the highest and best. And yet, entities who do this are off balance. They have forgotten how to laugh and to enjoy the transient pleasures of food and drink and the way the air smells on a certain day when it's just rained, or when the rain first starts on a hot summer day and the dust rises off the tar on a country road. Who would wish to lose the small delights of the personality in order to be ever more devoted, serious, and sober? We would not recommend this approach to seeking the one infinite creator. For the personality is that which notices and remembers the little things that would mean nothing to the impersonal self. Therefore, open your arms and embrace yourself. For your personality is a sturdy, useful, even necessary garment. Now, when you speak of garments, you also speak of the garment of impersonal life as well. And we encourage you to explore that concept, that even the cloak of Christ consciousness is a deep personality characteristic. Even the so-called impersonal self, that I am, is still a cloak with which you clothe yourself. No matter how much you hunger to be completely the creators, you shall always, because of the very nature of this density, be that entity which wears the masks and wears the garments and comes at experience with a certain angle or edge. Therefore, explore your personality to find those angles and edges that are positive and life-affirming, that bring you to laughter and tears and honest emotion, and encourage those traits within yourself. And when you find the angles and edges of personality that are life-destroying, look deeply within yourself to find the fear that has caused you to exclude certain activities, people, or thoughts from the list of those things which are acceptable. We find in your settled religions, for instance, that many entities are excluded from belonging to the one infinite creator by those who believe in that way, because they do not believe as you do. We find other entities who are prejudiced against one or the other sex, against other races than one's own, and so forth. As you spot these angles and edges in your approach to life, and you see that they are destructive of life and denying of the unity of all things. You may well work upon enlarging your point of view and gradually, lovingly, gently bringing these fear-based biases of personality more into the light, that you may develop within yourself a greater compassion for all of life and a greater knowledge and sense on a personal level of the unity of yourself and those whom you had thought to exclude from your good offices. Yet, my friends, if you are unable at any certain time to accomplish these things, accept that about yourself as well. There is no hurry. There is no limit in terms of how long it may take you to bring yourself into your best balance. For each moment is a new one, and you never run out of the opportunity to see something that will help you to have that epiphany of mind and heart that create in you that wider point of view from which you may more and more create the balance within yourself that gives you peace in your heart and peace in your mind. It is well in the midst of the confusion and rush of personality to be single-minded about one thing and one thing only, and that, my friends, is love. Look for the love. When you find it not within yourself, look further and ask for help. However it is that you ask, whether it be the Confederation, the Holy Spirit, your higher self, your guru, your teacher, inspirational writing, whatever it is that you look to for aid, seek in all ways to enlarge your awareness of the love within you, of the love flowing through you, of the love that you are able to radiate to those about you. As always, we recommend the daily habit of silence, one way or another. For there is much transmitted within the silence of a seeking heart. In those energies far too deep for words, but enormously rich in information that goes directly into your subconscious and informs and enlightens your heart. We would at this time ask if there is a follow-up query to this main question. We are those of Akul. aware of those of Kuo and are aware that there is no follow-up query. May we ask if there is another query at this time? Aware of those of Kuo.
Question, Kuo, that is very much on the surface. I will ask you to comment as you find being able to. Is the light that you see generated by the circle changed by other listeners who are not local to Louisville but are listening the word somewhere else at this particular, let's say, space-time? And also, can listeners who listen to the channeling at a later time also partake in the energies, or those energies are only present when the circle is present?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. And may we say that it is far from a surface query. Indeed, it cuts to the heart of that about which we were speaking, in a way. Because it is indeed true that the energies of this circle include those energies of the larger circle of those who are part of the extended group at this time, listening into the airing of this session in the private chat room. However, we may go further than this and say that all of those who in the future, when this session is broadcast, shall listen to this session of working, shall also be part of that which is occurring at this time in your illusion. For we operate from the time, space, or metaphysical realms of your planet Earth, dwelling in the inner planes or unseen realms that are part of your planetary influence. Therefore, to us, all time is one. And so that which occurs in your future is that which is occurring simultaneously with our discussion at this time. And indeed, even those who read this transcript at a later time shall be a part of the energy of this session and shall contribute their love and their light and their interest to the energy that is experienced by the sitting circle at your local time and space. There is a substantial point to be made in this regard. We say that you are all one, and it is an intellectual concept that is irresistible in its attractiveness and provable these days by the experimentation of your physicists. Thusly, in an intellectual sense, many, many entities are ready to agree that all is one. And yet, there is that tendency to clutch tightly to local time and space and to see everything as moving in a linear time stream. Yet part of that vision that all things are one is the opening of the hands and the releasing of that limitation upon the illusion which you enjoy. A portion of each of you exists in common. That portion is consciousness. Certainly, we feel that the one known as Carmen in asking the main question this evening was attempting to express her realization of the fact that consciousness is profoundly different from the surface awareness that is the personality's experience of life. For to be conscious is not necessarily to experience consciousness. Consciousness is that ground of being which all entities have in common. Indeed, you may see that as you become more comfortable within your own skin or your own personality shell, you may more and more embrace this seemingly impersonal consciousness, knowing that the consciousness within you is identical, as it must be, to the consciousness that is the ground of being for all entities. It is that profoundly unified awareness that allows the magic to occur, that allows the dance to be danced between individuals and groups of individuals and relating in those groups or as an individual with the plants, the animals, and the elements, and all those forces of love and wisdom and unity that are a part of your future, and yet at the same time are profoundly a part of your present moment. All of infinity exists in the present moment. This is a paradox in that it also exists in the next present moment and the next, and yet it is no less true. It is such a blessing to be able to share these thoughts, for there is the genuine and heartfelt desire on the part of all those who seek to do so effectively and so often it is felt that one cannot truly be effective because one is caught up at various times by various stray thoughts and confusions. And yet we say to you that you may look at yourself, as this instrument has often said, as a crystal. You have on the outer part of your awareness of yourself flesh and blood and bones and hands that grasp and a mouth that speaks and all of these very physical things. And yet driving that physicality and at the heart of that physicality is the essence of your energy body. And in that body, you are that which works with energy. You receive the energy of the one infinite creator. And as it moves through your chakra system and out through the top of your head, it is colored by that very personality that seeking entities may tend to denigrate. As you bless in your own unique way that energy that moves through you, as you dedicate yourself to the love and the light of the one infinite creator and to service in the creator's name, you color that light with your blessing. So as you radiate out into the world, your radiation is utterly beautiful and unique. There has never been another source of radiation that is just like you, and there never will be. For all of those things that have impinged upon your consciousness within your incarnation have added up to this entity that you are at this moment. And even from moment to moment, you shall shift and change and make sudden movements and rest for a long period of time and then make sudden movements that change your coloration again. And at no time are you anything less than perfect. We are aware that the one known as Steve was asking about how to work to increase the strands of DNA that are basically the wiring that allows this crystal being that you are to accept and radiate light of ever increasing density. And we would say to the one known as Steve that it is in that profound acceptance of the self, that coming to love the self and rest within one's skin in utter peace without giving oneself difficulties, without doubting the self, that this transformation of the very cells of your body will take place. Think of fourth density as you have imagined it, that realm of light and love where you are still playing the card game of seeking and learning, yet everyone's hand is face down upon the table with all the cards showing. Everyone knows everyone else's hand. Everyone sees the struggles, the suffering, and the pain of everyone else. And everyone also sees the beauty, the joy, the delight of knowing everyone else. So there is a far more complex and yet at the same time a far more simple balance of loving and being loved. It is no longer a stretch to love entities at the soul level. For all entities are beautiful when their hands are laid down with the cards up so that all may see all the cards. Every entity whom you now judge in fourth density, you will see to be a person of infinite beauty. Everyone whom you thought perhaps too well of in third density, in fourth density becomes a very human, flawed, and entirely lovable character. So the fourth density values are those of compassion, acceptance, support, encouragement, and resting in love, in all that you see, and all that you think. So that by the time it comes to the doing of things, you are set on your course, and your actions shall be those that are imbued with a genuine, heartfelt love. May we ask if there is a final query at this time? We are those of Ukul. We are those of Ukul and perceive that we have exhausted the queries in the group at this time. Therefore, with great thanks for being called to your circle of seeking, we leave this beautiful, sacred space that you have created with your commingled auras. We are those known to you as the principle of Ukul. We leave you as we found you, in the power and the peace, the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back into the infinite creator, let us place in that light our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle in you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
This is Roman, and this concludes today's session of LL Research Channeling. Thank you to everybody who listened and joined us online. The next channeling is posted on LL Research website, and we hope you can join us again. Good night.